From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. State Department has ordered Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco, California, and two other annexes by this weekend. Jim Randall has more.
The move was in response to a demand from Moscow that Washington reduce its diplomatic staff in Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed his regret about the closures shortly after the announcement was made. Thursday's announcement marked the latest chapter in a diplomatic spat largely caused by new U.S. sanctions on Russia put in place last month. Jim Randall, VOA News.
Two U.S. nuclear-capable strategic bombers conducted a joint operation with South Korean Air Force fighter jets on Thursday, just 2 days after a North Korean missile fired over Japan sharply raised tensions. Philip Alexio has the story.
The flight involved two supersonic U.S. B-1B bombers, four U.S. stealth F-35B jets, and South Korean fighter jets, coming at the end of an annual joint U.S.-South Korea military exercise focused mainly on computer simulations. North Korea said the launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile on Tuesday was to counter U.S. and South Korean military drills and was the first step in military action in the Pacific to contain the U.S. territory of Guam. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Officials in Texas have confirmed more than 30 storm-related deaths. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes and some 32,000 others forced into shelters. The storm that was once Hurricane Harvey has brought heavy rain to Louisiana, and forecasters expect parts of Louisiana to receive 10 to 20 centimeters of rain as the storm system continues moving inland. Follow VOA on social media for additional updates. This is VOA News.